to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Well, hey friends, welcome back to the weekday podcast. Thanks for being part of these. If you're new to these, welcome. We spend a few minutes every single weekday as a way for encouragement and some hope for the day. And if you've been around these a while, man, welcome back. Thank you so much for the encouragement. We missed a little bit with a transition going on, but we're so grateful to be back this week as we think about Easter. Easter is almost here. In a previous episode, we talked about the idea that when Jesus walked into the temple in John 2, he started by confronting sin. He saw what should not be there. He saw what was broken, what was out of line, and he confronted it. Well, today I want you to think about how Jesus, when he steps in, he challenges the structure of our lives. In John 2, verse 16, he said, "Take these things away from here. Stop making my Father's house a place of business." Over in Matthew 21, verse 13, he says, "My house shall be called a house of what? A house of prayer." And so what ended up happening is the religious leaders of the day, they restructured the temple to meet their own needs. They sold second-rate goods for premium prices. They had needless markup. And so the holy ground had become unholy. The temple structure had been built out of holy items so that holy people could worship a holy God in holy ways. But somewhere along the way, that structure had been compromised and it had been shifted to meeting the need of greedy people. And so Jesus challenged the greed of man-made authority, and he called them what they were. He called them thieves. He took a whip, and he literally threw out the merchants and the money changers, and he turned over the tables, and he broke open the cages. He completely challenged the structure of their lives. He knew what was being thrown out was nothing from heaven. He saw the hell that they had made it, and he drove it out. I want us to think about that in our own lives today. I wonder if there's times when Jesus steps into our lives and he sees how we've structured it. I wonder how many times we've sang songs about we surrender all to him, but then there's really parts of our lives that we're holding on to. Here's what I want you to think about today. When Jesus challenges the structure, he does it for lasting change. What I've found is that without challenge, there's rarely change. And so Jesus steps into our lives to change us into his character and into his image. And he uses challenge to do that. Jesus looks at the structure of our lives and he asks the hard questions about what we're making our lives into. And so I want to ask you this question today. What are you structuring your lives around? Well, in the first century, here's three things that disciples would do to become like their leader. Number one, they'd spend time with them. They'd go everywhere they went because they wanted to become like their rabbi. Number two, they became like their rabbi. They begin to implement the things that they saw their rabbi do. And then number three, they begin to do what their rabbi did. They begin to live out that life mission. Well, today, I want to encourage you, think about that in your walk with Jesus. Number one, to be with Jesus. Are you spending time with him as best as you can every single day? Number two, are you becoming like Jesus? As best as you can, are you confronting the areas of your life that are out of alignment with him? And then number three, that are you doing what Jesus would do if he was in your skin? Are you doing that? Today, I want to encourage you as we get ready for Easter, Resurrection Sunday, would you allow Jesus to step in and challenge the structure of your life? Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.